hopefully cheer you too.
No, I never can understand it, the way the systems land. There's no hope or chance, no loophole, no escape for a sufferer man. Home will make it right. Sometimes the pressure makes me feel like color, but every sign says no way out. If you're not back to making overtime dollar, that just goes from man to mouth. Still out, putting up a resistance. I'm gonna work it out. No, I'm putting up a resistance. I've got to work it out. No, I'm putting up resistance. I'm gonna work it out. No, I'm putting up resistance. I'm gonna work it out. No. No, I never can understand it, the way the system goes. I don't know how to do it. Only one way. Cause every time I lift my head above water, I try to save myself from drowning. There's an overnight scheme on earth, I'm designed to keep me down. Still I'm putting up a resistance. I've got to work it out. No, I'm putting up a resistance. I'm gonna work it out. No, I'm putting up a resistance. I'm gonna work it out. My family, staying home won't make it right. Sometimes the pressure makes me feel like water. Every sign says no way out. Breaking my back to make a no one that daughter that goes from man to
مرحبا في ميوزيك فور هيومن. I am الدكتور جالس السكران and I welcome you. I'm feeling very connected today with you, all of you. Let's begin with the connections that are nearby. We have with us today Grand Epi Inga. Marhaban, Grand Epi.
Marhaban. Thank you again for having me on the show.
Thank you for being with us. We also have Zoro. Zoro, marhaban.
Thank you, Doctor, for having me on the show again. And thank you, of course, to all the listeners out there.
Feeling intensely thirsty, I believe.
It is the first time in a while that I can remember on my journey to the station tonight that it was light and bright. There was some wind, some air. It was, the earth was still alive. You understand, many weeks there are rain, or the winter, there's no sun. It was very alive today, I think.
It seems that with the all the rain in the last several days, several weeks, and the sunshine today, that the thirst of the earth has been quenched, at least in this area, hence how sunny and beautiful it was this afternoon.
And that is a very poetic way to put it. I think I like that very much.
Mm. So the earth, I have always seen as the recipient of the rain from the air which sends the rain to the earth. But Grand Epi, it's a very classical Central American style to imagine the earth requesting and the air satisfying the thirst.
Yes, it's a beautiful relationship between the air and the earth. And what comes from that relationship is the beauty of rain. If we just think of the... If we stop and think of how beautiful rain is, a raindrop, it's the purification of the air. It's the nurturing of the earth. Sometimes that relationship between the air and the earth can be turbulent and the rain be overwhelming and it be stormy, but nonetheless beautiful in its relationship and its creation.
Well, much as my thirst is quenched by a soda in the studio at the request of my body, and my hand which answers that request. Always the program is not about us. It is about you. And we are thirsty to be joined by you. And as we are one body, we call on you to call on us. 617-253-8810. And we have two lines. Caller one, marhaban. Caller one. Caller. Let's try to bring another caller on. Caller. Caller two, marhaban.
Marhaban.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
I have feelings of worry about the signs I've seen on the highways and people holding them on trucks about this May 21st, tomorrow. I don't know if I'm spiritually accepting of this situation. I'm very worried.
I believe that there is not a spiritual component to the fact that tomorrow is the 21st of May. Is there something which I'm missing?
What are these signs, caller?
These signs, they call for an end of times rapture. I don't understand why people with religious components to it would accept something as simple as a calendar to tell them when it's ending, something bought perhaps in a calendar factory. Like, why would it produce dates further than the 21st if the calendar ends on the 21st of May in this year?
Now, caller, I am familiar with the prophecies that you are mentioning, which are being propagated so wildly. But my understanding is that the first question one should ask is, when tomorrow will the world end? And the propagators of this belief state that it will end at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And so the natural next question is...
It will end at 6 p.m. tomorrow, not 5:21 p.m.?
Precisely.
I'm sorry.
Is that like a numerology question?
My question is, what will end? I'm not understanding...
Well, let us complete the answer.
Well, supposedly the world will end, and all of the calendar factories will shut down, and everything will be bottomless.
But the second question, when the time is given so precisely, is which time zone at 6 p.m.?
Maybe mountain.
Well, so the answer that I have been given is that it will be a rolling end, that it will end in one time zone at a time, which is unusual.
Yeah,
it's a strange theory. And then I was told that tomorrow will not be the end. It will be the beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end. So as long as my time zone is not the time zone that it begins in, perhaps I have some extra time.
Well, now,
to get spiritually collected, perhaps.
Caller.
Yes.
The beginning of the end is also today, and yesterday, and the day after tomorrow. Every day is the beginning of the end.
So the beginning of the end has been ending since the beginning.
It's been ending, caller, since the day you came to Earth, that you were born. Essentially, the day and the moment you were given life, you started, the beginning of your end, of our end, started.
And it may have ended again, started beginning to end the day I was adopted, too. If I was born and it began to end, then when I was adopted, it ended again.
Well, it depends on the way you look at it, caller. If you look at it in terms of a new life or a new stage of one's being, perhaps. But caller, I pose this question to you. What does your spirit, what do you think in terms of the end of days tomorrow? What is your spirit telling you?
Well, my spirit is very unsure of the, because it seems I have plans into next week and beyond. I don't envision an end in sight, a proper end, but I think spiritually I'm trying to relax and not look at these signs and focus on the road while I drive.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it is a matter which should not be taken too lightly. If these calendar factory people are going on strike or however it is coming about, that there will be no more calendars. But it is perhaps a matter, I think, for the politicians and the like to work out, not for the common man to be so stressed if there is something going wrong, you see, with the industry.
Yes, I see. I see that. Like when you mentioned the calendar factories continue to produce the calendars, and we continue to buy them, and politicians continue to put election days on them. There might be something behind that. I don't know. I do know that the problem maybe was first told to the people in the calendar factory when they had to make these calendars beyond the 21st, or they didn't know when to end it. I don't know if any other callers are experiencing this same kind of anxiety, if I'm alone on this.
Well, caller, stay with us. Let's bring another person on the line. It's 617-253-8810. Let's bring a second voice to be the fifth point. Caller, marhaban. Caller.
Namaste, caller.
Caller. Caller three?
Yes.
Is that you? Are you the new caller? Let me bring in another voice. Let's try this again. Caller, caller three, marhaban.
Marhaban.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, caller?
Yes, go ahead, caller.
It was a sign that there was a sign that it said May 21st.
Yes, 525. Is there a numerology connection between the 5 and the 2 and the 1 and the 6 p.m. caller?
Yes, yes. Yes, there was a sign. It was spelled out right there in front of my eyes.
Tell us about this sign, caller.
Describe the sign, and I will listen on my radio. I have to hang up my phone now.
All right.
Well, all right, thank you. Namaste.
Marhaban, caller. Marhaban. Thank you very much.
Yes, it was spelled out in my feces.
Tell us, are you trained? Is this a thing in your family to read the feces of people?
I don't know. I looked in one day there was, and I was very anxious.
So now,
I don't know if it's spiritual.
In my part of the world, it is not uncommon to read tea, and generally the tea is stirred first. Do you also stir the feces before reading it? Or is it simply as it appears?
I think that the matter there is an internal stirring. If you understand the digestion and the like, is a sort of stir.
Why don't we bring another voice in as well? 617-253-8810.
Well, as we bring in that caller, I had read that in terms of the significance of May 21st, 2011. Mm. The connection was 5 times 2, which is 10, plus 1 is 11, and 11, the year that we're in. Mm. And apparently there's some type of connection between the date and the year that they anticipated it being the end of days. But it'd be interesting to see if we have any other callers that may have more information on that or disagree with that.
Caller 6.
I had a question about that, because there's a bit of a misunderstanding about the prediction. They predict that the rapture will start tomorrow and will end about 5 months later in October. October 21st is when the world will actually end, is what they say.
This is when the world will finish ending.
Right, the rapture begins tomorrow and then will end in 5 months.
So, again, the beginning of the end would start tomorrow and the...
Correct.
The ending, the final ending would be in October, you're saying?
And then today...
That's what they claim will happen, yeah.
So today is the end of the beginning and tomorrow is the beginning of the end.
Correct, yes. So I was wondering about that, because everybody has a misconception about that and everything. So how does that play into the numbers thing? I wasn't sure why
you know,
they had
I'm
that 5 month
so
waiting
sure.
period.
I have read some things about this nature. I have read a story to me. It was told that the reason that we know that the world may end tomorrow is that you may read in the Bible, actually, is the source of this information. If you take to repute it, there is a saying which is that it will end, the world will end 7 days after the flood of Noah, and that is when the world will end. But of course, to God, a single day, it turns out, is actually 1,000 years. And so if you will trace the time, the history of Noah to today, it is 7,000 years tomorrow.
Oh.
Of course, this passage, this line which said 7 days, also says that the flood will last 40 days. And in this logic, I think that it should still be a flood. So I'm not so sure.
Well, and in my mind, that if there was a creator of the universe, if there is a single being behind our existence, that being might exist outside of time. So it is not clear why a day would have even any meaning.
Right.
With all, it's very difficult to assess, because with all the different time zones and daylight saving time and you know, all the different manipulations that we currently have to time, how we manipulate our time, it's very difficult to assess exactly when exactly this will happen, because turning the clock forward an hour or back an hour affects, in essence, the whole day, and soon we're a day, 2 days, a week behind what we would have been if these changes would have not occurred. So it's very difficult to assess.
Let's bring in another call. 617-253-8810. Caller 9, marhaban. Oh, and please turn down the radio.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you, caller.
My name is Rufus T. Evergreen.
Welcome.
And I'm telling you that tomorrow is one of the greatest horse races in the country, the Preakness. Now, if you were to think that the Creator would end the world on such a fantastic day, I just don't believe it.
This group just wants us to think about the end of the world and what we would do in preparation for that. Maybe it's not an actual prediction. They're just trying to get us to get in touch with our loved ones again and such, you know?
What group are you referring to?
I don't know the name of this group, but whatever group is predicting the end of the world, maybe it's not a real prediction. They just kind of want to spread some love in this world. So, like, everybody will think, oh, it's the end of the world. I should get in touch with my mom or my dad or my siblings and stuff.
So, let them
know how I feel about them.
So, caller,
there's not going to be any end of the world. Believe you me, it ain't happening for at least another 10 years.
I have my doubts, of course.
So, caller, is this threat of the end of the world maybe their try for a greater good, for us to embrace each other, thinking that our own demise is coming?
I'm just throwing out the possibility there, you
I
know?
Because
everybody just calls these people crazy and stuff. Maybe they have something else in mind, you know?
Yeah, like, I can't argue with that. That man sounds like he's on the right path.
No, I think
anyway,
he's...
I'm going over to, Cambridge to see one of the greatest musicians of all time. That guy, what's his name? Ramblin' Jack. So I'll see y'all over there.
Oh, Jack, all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not sure, caller. It's an interesting theory, but I feel this sort of manipulation is dangerous.
I think actually, I am a little attracted to this idea, because if you think about it, it is an extension of the idea that we must not take our religious texts too literally, and
right.
That is to say that we must not take our religious brethren too literally.
Yeah, it's just like, it goes back to the age-old question, like when people say, hey, if you knew what you were going to, do you know what you would do if you were, if you knew you were going to die in like 24 hours or something? And so you really got to think about it. You got to put some thought into it.
Mm.
So perhaps that's their theory. I can't speak for them, but, you know, everybody is quick to label them wingnuts and stuff, but maybe there's some deeper thought into it. I'm just throwing the possibility out there. I don't know any of them personally, I guess.
I like the idea for prayer, that one may pray sincerely or meditate sincerely, really, really connect. But the idea that one may work with the belief that they may die at any moment, they will never plan, they will never set aside grain so they may survive a winter, because the possibility of surviving until winter to take advantage of it is so low.
Right.
So I think it is important to believe and to set aside our grain for October 22nd also.
Right.
The other issue I have is that since before any of us were alive, every century before the Renaissance, there have been prophets who have declared that the universe would end imminently.
I think that actually after the Renaissance, of course, also there have been the same prophets.
No, absolutely, but they were given less credence.
Well, I don't disagree. I'll tell you that.
Let's not forget that recent as the new millennium, there were predictions and that the world was going to end, and it was going to be end of the world, end of life as we know it.
Right.
And
I think we can just take, when someone is predicting such a grave thing, we can just take that message of positivity of overcoming adversity and run with it. We don't have to necessarily take the prediction seriously, but just that message of hey, you know, what would you do if this was going to happen, you know? And that overcoming adversity, y'all ever see that movie? What's the basketball move? The Space Jam. Y'all ever see that?
No, caller, I love the fact that you see, even in really something as dubious as this, you seek the positive intentions behind it. And I think that's an extremely optimistic and positive attitude. I like
just
that.
Just trying to spread the love, y'all, you know? Mm.
Well, if anyone else would like to share the love and feel this love, it is 617-253-8810, and we do have one other line open.
So back to the Space Jam thing, right? Y'all ever see that movie?
It is vaguely familiar to me.
Yes, with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of silly and stuff because of the cartoons. But, like, I mean, they got to face the Monstars, which is like basketball players, like NBA players.
Mm.
And then they become, they get sucked into these monster bodies. And they school the Looney Tunes in the basketball game. And then they come back in the end and beat the Monstars. I mean, it helps when you have Michael Jordan on your team, of course. but you know, I think they just stayed with the positivity and overcame that team, you know?
Absolutely.
The threat.
Let's bring in that another voice here. Point number five. Caller, marhaban.
Hello.
Welcome, caller.
Hello.
Welcome, caller.
The WMBR?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Is there an OCA engineer there, like, right now?
So you should call the engineering line.
Okay. 4,000?
Yes, caller.
Thank you.
So many misguided people, it's so easy to step in the wrong plane of existence and get yelled at by the OTA engineer in a few moments.
He didn't seem too concerned about this apocalypse thing, though, I'll tell you that much.
No, I it seems not.
You know, I am not sure if there is anything to be concerned of. Perhaps you think that the rapture is coming, but if you are a good person, is it so important? is today or tomorrow or right, the next right. day. I mean, if you are confident that you live your life in a way that you do not regret, who shall judge you poorly?
Well, I think everybody has their questions, you know, because sometimes no one is there to tell you the right way. So maybe for a while you think you're on the right way, but then you're not. Or maybe you think you're on the wrong way, but you're on the right way. There's a lot of questions involved in life.
Let's bring in another voice.
Yeah.
Caller, marhaban.
Wow.
Welcome, caller.
Yes, I don't want any more goddamn engineers on the air.
Yeah, I'm with you there, caller.
I'll knock it off.
Absolutely.
It's all right, man. He's just trying to look for something, you know?
No, absolutely. It's always about connecting.
It's always about connecting, which, you know, when we started the conversation today, we started talking about the connection of the air and the earth. And I think, caller, you make a good observation. You know, these predictions, you know, it reminds us of our own mortality and the fact that we're here on the earth for a fraction of time compared to the totality of the earth and the universe. And we're here only for a second. And it reminds us that every second is precious, and which makes a potential end of the world more concerning.
If I may be so bold, I'd suggest that it's a bit egotistic to think the world is going to end during your lifetime. Like, because we're only here for a second, and the world has been around for so long, and will probably be around for so much longer after us, I think it's a bit egotistic to think, we're so important that the world will end when we're here. Why don't we just chill out and live our lives, And just be happy. And then if the world ends, so be it, you know?
Let's bring in another voice. Let's try again. 617-253-8810 if you'd like to join. Caller, marhaban. Caller.
Hello.
Welcome, caller, marhaban.
Hello. I haven't been involved with the radio show yet today, so I'm not sure what the topic at hand is. But I just wanted to call in. I'm calling in on behalf of Magnus, the Ion Commander, and I would like to find out what your thoughts are on the supposed coming rapture.
Well, in fact, caller, that's exactly what we are talking about. And I think our conclusion so far is to take the positive from it and leave the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular that There are positive aspects to really reflecting on one's life, on one's connection with the universe. Mm. But also there is a danger to the belief that the end is imminent, that one must continue to plan to set aside a number of grains and other safeguards against the elements of nature.
For the coming winter.
Indeed.
So, without probing into what your particular belief system is, just hypothetically, if the rapture is in fact a phenomenon that we will experience this weekend, would you prefer to be part of the contingent that disappeared and was brought to another realm, or would you find interest in the experience of an apocalyptic event? I almost think that there's a unique opportunity that we, just having been born in this particular place and time and space, have an opportunity to experience something, although maybe not beneficial or positive, but certainly unique.
Yeah, caller, you know, I'm not that familiar with the belief system that would cause one to believe that the universe will end at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Mm.
But it seems to me, a priori, there is no guarantee that the next universe will be particularly pleasant for those who are raptured?
Mm. Yeah, oh, that's certainly the impression that I've been given, is that the coming 5 months afterwards certainly wouldn't be pleasant. But have you been informed of the curious numerology that allowed this particular man to calculate that this was the particular day?
So we heard from Zorro earlier that it was based on the flood myth in the Bible.
There is something much more specific about it. It's actually there's a numerology in which, and I really don't know the background story, but it has something to do with five represents maybe goodness or some quality, and 10 represents some type of heaven, and 17 represents some sort of end, and by multiplying those three numbers, and then for some reason squaring that, comes up with some number of days, 700 and some odd thousand days, and that number of days is from what they believe to be the day that Christ was crucified, April 1st in the year 33.
Hmm.
That number of days, I guess, calculates to be May 21st. But that just seems an awful lot of assumption to make.
No, absolutely, and I wonder if...
And also, there is some debate about whether the year was 33, because they're not sure. They know he was 33 years old, but they kind of estimated the year that he was born.
Mm.
So it might have been like 8 years earlier or like 2 or 3 years after. They
came up with
a window, and then they picked the year.
I think we can pretty well assume that he was born on the year zero.
I think they thought that, but the estimates, like the scientific estimates, put it at possibly 8 BC.
You think that Christ could have been born 8 BC?
No, they came up with the date later on. This is like centuries later.
Mm.
So like, yeah. You know, things get lost over time.
Yes, it seems that in the dark...
They didn't have exact records back then.
Right. So I've certainly lost 8 years of my life somewhere along the way. So I can see how over the span of 2,000 and change years, we could be off by a little bit. It's kind of like Apollo 13.
Well, I put
a minor miscalculation,
and
all of a sudden you're flying off to deep space.
That happens.
I would like to make this... observation, and maybe the callers can enlighten us on this, since they seem to be well versed in this subject. But isn't there also a prediction that the world is going to meet its demise in 2012?
Yes, the Mayan calendar. Yes.
Therefore, if we are to believe any of these predictions, then one of them must be incorrect.
Well,
my understanding is the Mayans didn't even predict that; they just didn't. They just said, hey, we should set the calendar for this many years. And then, you know, just the calendar starts over again. That's all that happens.
Now, I don't know if you guys heard this today, but Randy, the Macho Man Savage, he had a heart attack and died today.
Yes,
and so what I suggest, I think this would be a great idea. I think we should have a Mayans versus Christians cage match and see who comes out standing.
Sorry.
And that will be...
Do you mean it's like set up like a wrestling match? Like who's going to win it?
Are, are you proposing that in one corner we have a Mayan and the other corner we have a Christian?
Right, yes.
I think that the last time that this was tried was they put a Christian in the cage and see if he's attacked. The empire was fallen in not too many years. I do not think that we should apply this method.
You might be correct, but I think it would be the pay-per-view event of the year.
Truthfully, though, caller, you know, I would argue that the Mayan and the Christian both would be willing to die, knowing that the universe will end in months. Why not pit against each other two people that have a different belief, or not entertain in blood sport,
right? Fake blood?
I think the caller mentioned a movie earlier.
What movie?
Space Jam.
Space Jam. Oh, that's the one with Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and it has Larry Bird and stuff too. Yeah, doesn't it? I think Larry's in it. I know Barkley's in it.
Yeah, well, that is a movie.
Charles, not Gnarls. Yeah. It's a good film.
It sure is. If I was going to put a list of films to take with me on my, you know, my desert island films, that would be on my list of 100,000.
Or if you had an apocalypse film. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
If one is raptured because the next life may not have a DVD store.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got to take your chances, you know?
Right, precisely. But I would hope that post-apocalypse, if we had the chance to do it all again, maybe we could circumnavigate the whole VHS, beta, debate, DVD, and maybe just go straight to streaming video.
Yes, I think that this is an excellent idea.
Yeah, Heaven probably has like a Netflix queue or whatever.
Yeah, I just think we should go straight to IP.
So it could be a Wi-Fi world.
Yeah, and I think that's why I think we need to collectively view this as an opportunity. So just theoretically, we wake up on Sunday morning and so I don't know how they came up with this, some 3%, so that would be somewhere in the range of
I think it is 900,000 people or something missing from America. It is 144,000, if I am mistaken. I'm not sure, but I am told that is the number.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So these people can be waking up to a wireless world.
Well, I think we will be missing a bunch of goody two-shoes on Sunday morning, but...
Goody two-shoes?
I don't mean to label. I'm just saying, if I'm here on Sunday morning, that means I was kind of left off that list. Mm. So I'm going to try to make the best of it. That's all I'm saying.
No, I like that a lot. Connors, I would like to proffer another theory. Is it not possible that instead of the world ending, that time, instead of ending, it merely bounces?
Right.
So that we begin to experience life backwards and lose internet streaming to Betamax eventually.
I think it is possibly only 30 or 40% likely that sort of thing would happen. It is not something we need to consider.
It may not even be the first bounce.
Mm.
It's possible that the universe has bounced many times.
Mm-hmm.
And we may even break through the barrier this time and simply continue living. We would never even know.
So the world does like a Benjamin Button thing?
I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie reference there. That's very appropriate. Yes.
Brad Pitt, he like ages backwards.
Well, Carlers, going with the... Let's name it Benjamin Button theory. Are we then, if starting tomorrow, we will go backwards in our trajectory in the Earth history, then are we going to go backwards to the beginning of the life on Earth? Or are we going to go backwards to the beginning of human life on Earth? Or are we going to go back to the beginning of any life form on Earth?
Will we have this conversation on Sunday is my question.
Grand Abbe, I believe that if we go backwards, that the generation story will reverse all the way to the beginning of the universe. I have heard a variety of theories, from the modern Big Bang theory, which I subscribe to, but also there is a theory that the universe was created when an angelic deity blew his nose, and that similarly it will end with the universe rushing back up into the nostril.
See, that seems less likely to me.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm merely proffering it as another theory.
Is that called the Little Bang Theory? Because that's just a sneeze, so that would be like a little bang.
Yeah.
That's an interesting contrast.
Yeah. So there are several different... theories of cosmology, and I think the general, the original sort of Big Bang theory, there were most people subscribe to the idea that eventually the collective gravity of the universe would bring it all back together
so it would
into
crunch.
Basically a giant crunch. And I like that idea.
Well, but if we were to go back then to the... Mm-hmm. If starting tomorrow, well, starting after the events of tomorrow, the Earth will reverse,
mm-hmm.
then it's definitely something that in our lifetimes we will not see much of a difference of, since the Earth is millions of years old. And it's something that evolution-wise, that it's nothing that we would have to really worry about in terms of our mortality and our demise as to the events of tomorrow.
Oh, worry. I'm looking forward to getting my 1982 Murray BMX bike back. That thing was mint, you know? When I first got that, I was a hero in my neighborhood.
So you would only have to wait 29 years to get your bike back?
Right, yeah, and actually, that's actually fairly accurate. I'm impressed, but yeah,
we could see Randy wrestle again.
Yes, exactly, and the lovely Elizabeth.
See now, callers, there are so many positive things to the idea of time reversing. Mm-hmm. I imagine that in our universe, Hitler, for instance, was a terrible demonic person, but in the reverse time, he would bring all these people to life and then return to Austria.
Right, and I got to think that there was a period of time at which, you know, Adolf, as a young boy, he probably had some arts and crafts, talents, and, he was probably a nice kid.
Mm. Well, if we're going to go with that theory, then, possibly he could have, as a young man in Austria, when he was a struggling artist, he could this time around maybe be an artist, not be frustrated, and try to take over most of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something that a lot of different people can have a second chance.
Mm.
I think that the worst of the villains might be Santa Claus in the reverse time.
He'd be taking all those presents back.
Indeed, a fat gentleman who sneaks into the houses of children and steals their
toys.
And
then he'd be going up the chimney. That would be difficult, though.
Precisely.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure, in the current theory, how is Santa Claus meant to emerge from
Although, you could say that, like, because it's going backwards, that we're wrapping up presents for him because of ingratitude of all the presents that he's given us over the years, you know?
Yeah, but I would feel a certain responsibility to maybe monitor and see, you know, where is all this stuff going.
No, we can't know.
And where are all these, if we're keeping on the Santa Claus topic, then we will have this overabundance of milk and cookies and different treats that children leave out for him.
That he will vomit up each night. Now, the other point, of course, callers, is life. The thought of life reversed. That I would grow younger and then eventually return into the womb of my mother and she into the womb of her mother, until we all unified into a single glorious life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always felt most comfortable with that theory of eventually the universe coming back unto itself,
as opposed to the
theory in which the inflationary period means that we have a universe that is infinitely expanding away from itself.
Well,
that doesn't sit well with me.
I propose this question to everyone.
My family always accused me of never cutting the cord, so maybe that would be for the best, I guess.
I propose this question to everyone involved in this conversation and also to our listeners. If the time indeed would start reversing after tomorrow, which historical figure or which historical event would you like to either experience or change? I would be curious to know. I think that for me, I would have one that I definitely would have liked to have taken part of is that I would have liked to have been that person on the Titanic to say, there's an iceberg coming, steer away. And as a result of that, all these people would have not died. But then again, we would have missed a glorious film 85 years later, excuse
right.
me. So it would be interesting for us to find out what time you would want to go back, or history or person.
I want to think about this for a moment.
And in the meantime, Grand Epi again, how many years?
85 years. Well, 85 years from the time of the disaster to the motion picture released by a famed director, James Cameron.
I believe there were some other films that were not quite as popular, but I think I know the one you are mentioning.
Although a possibility is, if you... James Cameron is a great director. So let's say the Titanic never happens. Maybe he makes an even better film out of something else.
So
some other story.
So the caller proposes to go back in time and cause a greater catastrophe for a better film.
No. But let's say he just comes up with a better story on his own, or draws inspiration from something else.
Maybe on another shipwreck, another ship disaster.
Maybe, or, you know, something more positive, possibly. I mean, he turned a negative into a positive with the love story.
He sure did.
Yeah, and her throwing the thing off of the ship. But maybe he just takes a positive and turns it into a more positive.
The last film I saw was Superman in 1975 in Belgium.
Really?
It's been a very long time.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Maybe James Cameron could have made Space Jam 2 instead. I wanted to see that movie.
I did not understand the film.
Well, you didn't understand the Superman film?
No.
Well, I think it's kind of curious, the parallel there, because Superman had the power to fly very rapidly around the world. I never understood the physics of this, but somehow he could fly so quickly around the Earth that time would reverse.
Well, and it seemed, you know, I never really understood either, but I did. It seemed that no one noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, it did seem that no one noticed. You would figure that somebody would...
The only person that really noticed was the Lois Lane.
Right.
Obviously, she came back to life, and as we mentioned a few minutes ago...
Did she notice?
That's a good question, if she did notice. We're not sure if she noticed she was dead. But that is definitely an interesting comparison as to the events that may occur after tomorrow in terms of time and the Superman example.
Well, I think if I could go back to any day in all of human history, I think I would go back and I would warn Greg Louganis that he was about to hit his head on the diving board.
Yes, the 1988 Seoul Olympics.
Right, yeah,
And how many years ago was that?
That was probably 23 years ago now, huh?
Yes, 23 years ago.
Yeah.
It happened in September of 1988
right,
in the Seoul Korean Games.
Yeah, that was one of the most traumatic experiences of my lifetime.
So not 23, less than 23.
Less than 23 years ago.
Now, of course, caller, if time were reversing... then you stopping him would mean that he would stay injured.
So you
should not stop him, and then he would uninjure on the diving board.
Well, good point. So I should wait until he smashes his head on the diving board and then approach him afterward and say, "You'll never believe what just happened."
Well, but I believe that his example is a great story as to what the caller was saying in terms of turning a negative to a positive. His hitting of the I believe he hit his head in the second to last dive of the preliminary round when he hit his head on the diving board, which interestingly enough he had hit his head on the springboard during the 1979 Pan Am Games. But going back to the platform incident, the fact that he did hit his head on the platform and still won a gold medal for the United States and still was duly received his gold medals made his legendary status as a diver quite possibly the most famous diver of our time, turned that negative moment into something positive.
Right, like so, when Carrie Strug injured her ankle, and then she nailed that vault.
Are you talking about the 1996 Atlanta Olympics?
You are on the ball, my friend. On
yes,
the money.
Yes, I remember that clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a long meditative journey for most of the 90s, and
I was on a Navy ship when
Carrie
I saw that.
Carrie didn't struggle with that landing, I'll tell you that much.
Mm. I want to hear about your meditative journey in the 90s. I apologize for cutting you off.
No, not at all. I'm lamenting the fact that I am so withdrawn from the knowledge that is popular.
Mm.
I think that's why he missed the 1996 Olympics and James Cameron Titanic movie.
And of course, Space Jam.
Space Jam.
I was on a deep meditative journey in the 90s myself, but I somehow managed to squeeze in a couple of movies.
Well, this is good to have some variation, I think.
Yeah, I think it is important because here now we are all able to connect, and I'm also flourishing because of the connection.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother.
I hear you too, man. Yeah. So I had fancied myself at one point in time, which in hindsight is absolutely ridiculous, but I had fancied myself a prospective Zen scholar, and I found myself in a position where I was living in Japan, hanging around Buddhist temples and whatnot, and only in hindsight do I realize how silly that is, but it was very real to me at the time.
But why Connor? Why silly?
I guess maybe in hindsight I realized the utter and complete lack of true discipline. I viewed myself as wanting to be a Zen scholar recreationally. I liked the idea more than the practice.
So you were not fully committed?
No, not at all.
I see.
I think it is worthwhile to point out that only a man who values something can notice when he does not have it.
I agree with that. I think there is a lot of value in
I almost
experience.
Lament the loss of my my immature aspirations because I was a wellspring of misguided hope, but I was full of big thoughts.
The optimism of youth.
Mm.
Well, caller, then starting the day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If in fact we start going back, mm-hmm. then maybe you may have a second chance at being the Zen scholar that you were referring to.
So the zenith of all space and time is at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, which is kind of odd. My son is he's playing in a band in a battle of the bands in Cambridge tomorrow night. And he's going to be performing and ending at 6 o'clock.
Very
so
symbolic.
So I think there's a curious synchronicity.
What's the name of his band?
It's Blacklight Sunrise.
Oh, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and they're playing at the Ryles Jazz Club in a big, for a 17-year-old kid, it's a big deal. So I think it's just a curious juxtaposition of different realms of my life just coming together at one sort of zenith spot. And if this, in fact, rapture does, in fact, occur, we'll at least have a good story to tell on Sunday morning.
Absolutely. Well, callers, unfortunately, the show rapture is about to occur. So we have to say good night for this evening.
Y'all have a good one, all right?
Hey, keep it real. And hopefully we have this conversation again in reverse on Sunday because I enjoyed it so much going forward.
I wouldn't mind that, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I join my prayers with yours, callers.
Shalom.
Ma'a salama. Well, thank you, Zorro.
Thank you. Of course, thank you to all the listeners out there. And I'm very, very sorry to those callers that we did not get to tonight.
As am I, and I'm sure Grand Epe Inga as well. Grand Epe, thank you for coming all the way from elsewhere.
Thank you again for having me on the show. And thank you to the callers for not only their opinion, but sharing their life stories with us.
I am Dr. Jalis Sakran here on Music for Human. Music for Human is New Age Talk Radio with an emphasis on you. Here every Friday at 7 p.m. Stay tuned for Terra Voice. Ma'a salama. WMBR, Cambridge, 88.1.
Four points for safety.
Number one.
Cars and bikes stop at red lights.
It's against the law for car drivers or bicycle riders to ignore traffic signals.
So don't buzz through red lights. There might be a pedestrian or turning car that doesn't see you coming.
Number two.
Look first before you open your door.
Numerous bicyclists have been injured or even killed by car doors suddenly opening into them.
Look first, and bicyclists, stay out of the door zone.
Number three.
Cross with the signal.
You are safest if you wait for a walk or green traffic signal.
Don't jaywalk. That's just walking into trouble.
Number four.
Cars and bikes should stop for pedestrians and unsignalized crosswalks.
Be nice. Be legal. Be safe.
Brought to you as a public service by the Cambridge Bicycle Committee and this station.
This program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMBR, the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, or MIT. This is Terribles. WMBR, Cambridge, 88.1 FM.